Cosmic consciousness mirrors the observer's state of being. There is no privileged point of view, even though in the past, religion claimed to have a privileged point of view, while today, science does the same. But each story is provided with evidence to support it. Because our state of being interacts so intimately with reality, that observer, observed, and the process of observation are inseparable. What we've just outlined are the behaviors of every aspect of nature. They aren't metaphysical dreams. Cosmic consciousness produced the universe as a living, self-organizing system. At every instant since the Big Bang, nature keeps repeating the same behaviors at every level. In biology, it is undeniable that living things organize themselves, using DNA as a basic template. Horses create baby horses. Horse livers create new liver cells. Each cell sustains the process of eating, breathing, excreting, dividing, and so on. This self-organization is dynamic, and when necessary, it has the flexibility to adapt to new conditions. A horse can live high in the Andes Mountains or below sea level in Death Valley because its cells are adaptable. A horse can run or stand still. It can be pregnant or not. These are massive changes of state, but the horse's body, from the level of its DNA upward, regulates itself. If it didn't adapt to changing conditions, it would die. This ability to adapt is reflected in how a molecule is organized, and an atom, and a quark. In all cases, there is adaptation in the face of change, and the whole system participates. If we scrutinize a horse at various levels, we see atoms, molecules, cells, tissues, organs, and finally, the complete creature. But the horse is more than a collection of its parts, as a cathedral is more than glass, stone, marble, metal, cloth, and precious stones. If a horse's liver cells opt out, there can be no horse. If the DNA inside a cell decides not to divide, there is no horse. Why don't all kinds of things opt out? There are trillions of participating parts in a living horse. Cars and trucks have numerous parts, and much to our frustration, a few always seem to be breaking down or threatening to. But so far as nature is concerned, a horse is only one thing, a species of awareness, and at the level of awareness, all participation is unified. For any living creature, a blowfish, fruit fly, or horseshoe crab, there is interconnection at each level. Each level retains its own integrity while meshing into the next level. This dynamic stream of cooperation is the modern equivalent of the religious notion of the great chain of being, which held that God seamlessly wove together every level of creation. In non-religious terms, we say that complex systems organize themselves through the natural behavior of consciousness, the behaviors we've just listed. The following is a grand summation of the things that put human beings foremost in the universe. To understand this, you don't have to look through the Hubble telescope. Much closer to home, a heart, liver, or lung cell behaves like the universe itself. The matchup is perfect. How every cell mirrors the cosmos. Complementarity. Each cell preserves its individual life while maintaining a balance with the whole body. Even cells that seem like opposites, such as a bone cell and a blood cell, are necessary to each other. They are necessary to the whole. Creative interactivity. Each cell produces chemical products to fit specific situations, such as how much oxygen is needed in the blood at very high versus very low altitudes. Genes adapt creatively to change all the time, by creating new mixes of chemical products in the cell. Evolution. All cells begin with the same DNA, as well as the same general stem cell structure. In the womb, these stem cells recreate the entire evolution of life on Earth, going through specific stages until the final evolutionary stage, becoming human, is reached. Veiled non-locality. Each cell has perfect knowledge about the events it controls, but the wholeness of the body is invisible and concealed. It has no physical fingerprint, even though the wholeness of the body is the whole point of every event taking place in a cell. Cosmic censorship. Every cell mirrors the laws of biology, which cannot be violated, otherwise the cell would be unable to exist. What censors non-locality, or wholeness, is the appearance of almost infinite events taking place all around us, seemingly following established reality, but in fact veiling or clouding what lies underneath ordinary perception. In duality, even the mind can't know its own wholeness through thinking. Recursion. As different as cells look when gathered into kidney, bone, heart, or brain tissues, they are basically the same. They follow the same patterns. At the deepest layers of physicality, all electrons are the same, prompting Richard Feynman to state that there is really only one electron. Recursion allows understanding to be built up from familiar patterns. We can understand one another and communicate. This is made possible by repeating the same processes in each cell and linking all of them back to DNA.